Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn, and we are just absolutely just blowing through this show. What an exciting time for three boys without the head leader, Denise Dirks. We'll miss you. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. She'll be back next week, by the way. 855-529-7234. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're only talking about general topics of law. Blah, 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 blah. RadioLawTalk.com. Go to that, and then you're going to understand it. Let me tell you, probably one of the more interesting cases, I mean, we just talked about Daybill and Valo case, but another very interesting case about these neighbors in New Jersey that basically get in a fight, and what happens is, next thing you know, one of the people are up for trial for manslaughter.
Yeah, manslaughter.
But we're going to get into that and talk about the details of that. And not only the details of it, but it's videoed. The whole interaction is videoed. And we're going to tell you what happened with that case, because that is very interesting to discuss. And then, Todd, we're going to bring up and talk a little bit about the San Diego State University student suing his fraternity about, some things that have happened. A mother of a six-year-old student's in trouble. We're going to talk about what she's in trouble for. And then Pittsburgh Public Schools lawsuit that they filed against social media and why. It's like it's a Marlboro case again, right, from the 80s and 90s, the cigarette cases.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I'm not saying it is, but it's kind of under some of the same premises they're arguing. But the reason we're here is, why, Cal? We're here to listen to you stump the panel, which so far Todd has not been stumped the first time or the second time, but I'm one for two.
Not
case
even close.
Or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
He was a prominent horse trainer, Rick Dutrow had been suspended from the very profitable horse racing game at its highest levels for 10 years. Because authorities say they found syringes in his barn. This normally merits a 90-day layup, but not in Dutrow's case. They said because the horse was a winner, and they steered his horse, Big Brown, to within one victory of the Triple Crown on that long-ago Saturday, and he was still serving an unprecedented 10-year license revocation and a $50,000 fine. So after that, he decided, this is no good. You can't just do this to me, pick me out, and give me an unfair sentence like this for a crime that a lot of people commit. I mean, a sin, I guess, not really a crime, but a rules violation. So Dutrow decided he was going to challenge the authorities in the horse racing game and say, you can't do this. So he immediately got his lawyer together and said, I want to know if I have a case or no case. Can I get back in, and can you force them to put me back for a more reasonable term? And Todd, I think it's your case here.
Well, let's see here. Can he sue? Can he do this? I have to ask a rules-oriented question.
Sure. Yeah.
Would it be a case under the rules of our game if the suit was not filed in any sort of court, but it was an appeal filed within the internal regulating body?
Of course.
Of that? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, on that, I will say, yes, this is a case.
And what was the outcome?
And I believe that Mr. Dutrow loses.
All right.
It's a case, but he just does not prevail.
He didn't think Fred, it was right that the only way he could get in to watch a horse race was if he bought a ticket. So anyway, what do you think, case or no case?
Well, all I got to say is I need to follow Todd, whatever he says. I don't even have to make an analysis because he's trying to get 3 points to catch up with Denise, man. That's just coming. But it is, it is a case. And to tell you the truth, I do believe that you said the horse trainer loses?
I think the horse trainer loses.
Well, I agree, because I think he probably, as he came in to this association or whatever association horse trainers are in, he signed a contract or an agreement that there are certain rules that you have to follow, just like an NFL player or an MLB player, whatever. If you don't follow those rules, you're booted. And they probably have exclusive remedy, and that is the association, and so he's going to lose. So the answer is, it's a case. And the horse trainer loses, Cal, so we get to go through this, and we don't have to wait for a commercial.
No, and I was going to say, in the first hour, we had an HOA for a homeowners association. Now we have an HOA for the horse owners. Well, anyway, so here's the point. Here's the answer to the query. Todd, you said case.
I said case and Dutro loses.
Okay, and Fred said case and Dutro loses. I say case and Dutro wins.
Oh, at least we get, what, was that 2 points or one?
You get half.
It's 1.5 points. It's 3 points. So do we get the two?
Rick Dutro is now on the Belmont.
Yes, put two, Todd. You and I vote two.
Well, if it was double points.
It's double points. Yes, we get two.
Yeah. Okay. He's preparing for the Belmont more than, been absent for almost 10 years, but they had to reinstate. They were going to leave him out forever, and they had to reinstate, and they did. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... case or no case.
So he got reinstated early, yeah, but he basically said, yes, I get the 90 days, but not the 10 years.
Right.
And so they're like, yeah, 90 days is what it says.
Yeah, it should have been 90 days, it wasn't, but you can come back into the game, so he's back in the game, and that's a case or no case.
So let me ask you a question. You say double points, so if...
Shut up!
No.
Well, I'm just wondering if I was correct on the first one, does that mean I get 4 points instead of three?
No, it's three points.
If you win a case or no case, you get two.
Two, that's automatic.
If you win both elements of case or no case, you get four. If you win one element of case or no case, you get two. If you win, there you go.
So the first two that I won, I should have given myself 4 points each instead of 2 points.
If you've got both elements.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay, I did.
So that's
congratulations
extra...
to Todd. He is, he's around the back stretch and he's in a water. Here comes Todd.
Here comes Todd. I wonder if they called any of the horses as witnesses.
There's some kind of horse coming there. I don't want
please,
to.
Please. One hoof beat for yes, two for no.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Ed. All right.
So don't make me talk about what Wilbur does.
Don't forget, we don't have a next hour with a case or no case, but this hour we do have quick takes. But Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh public schools are now filed, to my knowledge, I'm sure there is, but I don't know of any other school districts that are now school districts.
Wasn't there a school district up in Washington and Seattle?
I don't know.
Because of...
two in social media companies?
I think there was a school district in Seattle that did. Could be wrong.
Well, this is kind of akin to the... And they do kind of make the argument of it's no different than targeting youth like cigarettes did, you know? And making... what Pittsburgh is doing is suing the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, and saying they're unduly influencing the children and it's ruining them. Basically, it's worsening their mental health crisis in schools, and why the schools have standing, Cal and Todd, is because they have to deal with these kids and take care and grapple with them and have to try to help them out. So that's why they're trying to say they have the right to sue. It's a 271-page lawsuit. 271-page lawsuit. We got a minute left, Cal, or what are we?
Right there. We're right there. Yeah, we're right there. Now we're getting close to 30 seconds left.
All right. Well, let's come back, and I'll finish talking about this 271-page Pittsburgh Public Schools lawsuit when we come back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Fred Penny, and man, do they have a lot to talk about still. Even though we're in the third hour, they are not running out of energy or cases, so they'll continue after this. Thanks for being with us.
Radio Law Talk and
RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-6.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Show me the money. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're talking about the Pittsburgh Public Schools filing this federal lawsuit. And when I finish it, Todd's going to bring something else up. But their argument is that the social media companies they have the similar techniques as people that are being targeted for gambling and for addictive things such as cigarette smoking, as it used to be, that these companies are making these huge profits off these kids and the addictive nature that they are supposedly leaving them vulnerable. They quote, some suicide rates among youth are up 57%. Emergency room visits for anxiety is up 117%. But I say to them right now, show me proof that that's only caused by social media. I don't think you can prove that. Yeah. There's all kinds of things going on in this country other than just social media that are causing these kids to be anxious. And I think a lot of it, oh, don't get me on my soapbox. My dad drug me out to the country and made me work out in the field and get my hands dirty and take care of animals and to teach me to be responsible and work hard. And is that happening to today's kids? I don't know.
When I remember I wasn't a very big guy when I started middle school. I started high school. I was 5'2", weighed 110 pounds, maybe.
About the same size you are now.
Yeah, I'm now 10 inches taller and 120 pounds heavier than I was when I started high school. But I remember starting and shaking, petrified. My mom almost was like, I think I might take you home and bring you back tomorrow. I was scared to death, nervous to go to high school. Anxiety, it is there. It's by virtue of the situation. You get kids that haven't even hit puberty in some cases going to high school with other kids that would pass as grown adults. And it can be a
very... But so did I!
But my point is, it can be a very stressful time, regardless of social media. So show me how social media is making a condition that didn't already exist, right? So I think that they're going to have a tough time showing that. However,
yes.
Look, they are...
Not the first?
Pittsburgh's jumping on the bandwagon here. They're not the first. In this year alone, Seattle started it. January of 2023, Seattle filed lawsuit against social media companies. I think Seattle had an argument that was, because Seattle was an issue where they had some suicides that happened, and I get their argument. This is one thing that these social media companies have a problem with, and that is how their algorithm works. The algorithm works to push content to you that the algorithm thinks you're interested in. So, you know, if you're looking for the latest hairstyle, well, it pushes content to you about hairstyles. Well, if you have somebody...
No wonder all the food ones come to me. I was wondering why.
You know,
pizza. I swear I had 1,000 pizza pictures this morning on my Instagram.
And I saw on Todd's Mac today just rows and rows of Big Mac and breakfast sandwich pictures. What does it mean, Todd?
Well, that means that's why I'm much bigger than I was when I started high school. That's what it means. But here's where it gets problematic. If you have a teen that is struggling with a mental issue, mental health issue, they're contemplating, heaven forbid, they enter the search term suicide, things like that. The fear and the lawsuits are based on now that content gets pushed because it was based on something that they entered into the search term. And so that in that regard, it can exacerbate a situation. But still, there's a whole lot that has to occur with cause and effect. But it started, well, not started, but Seattle filed suit in January. San Mateo, the South Bay area, California, filed lawsuit. That school district filed lawsuit in March. And now you've got Pittsburgh here in April filing lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. And Utah, no TikTok after 10, and Montana, an all-out TikTok ban just voted for in the legislature.
Nice.
Wow.
All I got to say is back when I grew up, tells you how I'm sounding like Dad. Dad, I'm a little depressed. I'm having some issues. Oh, good. Come on out. I'm going to work you out on the farm. And so we made sure we weren't depressed.
Right.
It's like, and again, I'm not saying there's an issue. Believe me. I'm not to say there's an issue here with kids, but. I didn't have social media, too, right? I didn't have social media. But, boy, when we're down and out and about stuff, son, nobody cares.
Nor would you
raise. He'd drag me out, and he'd work me in the field, man.
My folks were born at the tail end of the Depression. My dad's, so their parents were in the thick of the Depression. So you start talking about, well, it's tough, you know, it's like... you get hit with stories like, we used to make soup out of the tongues from shoes just so they'd have flavor.
I
also think that neither of you nor I were raised by single-parent families, and there's a lot of that going on. There are a lot of other social circumstances that are very different from when you and I were
exactly
younger.
Right. Yeah. And again, I'm not downplaying these issues going on, but I'm just saying when I grew up, it was, at least in my home, again, everybody's different. Yeah.
Back in my day, we didn't have movies. There was only one show in town. It was called Stare at the Sun.
Hard on the eyes, but entertaining.
We had a remote control. Freddie, get up and turn it to channel 13. All right. And then my famous one, which is true. Dad?
Yes.
I don't want to go to church today. Don't forget, my mom went to church. My dad didn't. My dad was a tough Marine, a cop, a cowboy, a country boy, tattooed big old Marine tattoo on his shoulder. Mom was the sweetheart, loving, kind,
I could see the picture.
Forgiving person that would take us to church. Son, you don't have to go to church if you don't want to. Fred, go. I ain't going to church. All right, see ya. Does the kids go off to church with mom? And dad's like, puts his cowboy hat on. Let's go to work. Boy, that was a 9 to 12 hour. I don't remember. My eyes were dizzy on church Sunday. I worked out there for 10 hours straight. The guy's like, you're an idiot. We went to church, and dad wouldn't make us work on Sunday because we didn't go to church. All right, we'll be back after this.
Those were the days. Now stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up on this station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Do you run a business in...
USA News Update. Lower court rulings that would have banned the sale of a popular abortion drug have been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Samuel Alito said his hold on those rulings would last until midnight Wednesday. The Supreme Court is expected to study the case and decide what to do next this week. Congressman Jim Heim says the discovery of leaked classified Pentagon documents shows us we need to take a closer look at how classified material is handled.
This is a moment for what the military calls a stand down. Let's figure out how we're getting this wrong so often and how do we make it better.
21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira was arrested in connection with the leak. He will remain in jail until his next court hearing. Pretty soon, that's when President Biden told reporters in Ireland he will officially announce his plans to run for re-election in 2024. For months, Biden has said he's going to run, but he has yet to make a formal announcement. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
No fun.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So in Virginia, we've got this elementary teacher by the name of Abby Z. Werner, age 25, is in school. They've got this problem child that's in this school, and there's been a number of times that this problem child has had issues. They brought it up to the you know, principal and the teachers. There, he has done some very crazy things, and in fact, to the point where, you know, it sounds like a 14-year-old would do, and the kid's six. He comes in, he's upset at his teacher, and shoots her with a gun. And it was like a 45. It was like a, it wasn't like a little BB gun or a 22. It was like a,
it was a gun.
It was a 44 or something like that. And she survived and she's suing the school district for not, you know, protecting the teachers, with this little kid. Well, now the mother of this little 6-year-old boy has now been charged by, in Virginia, for recklessly leaving a firearm and felony neglect of a child, which good. I'm glad they. I mean, good and bad. I mean, I'm worried about you're not. The parents aren't always liable for what their kids do, but how did this kid get a loaded gun and child neglect? But it's going to be interesting to see what's happened. How do you take your kid to school? And he's got a loaded 44, this guy, he's 6 years old. I don't know.
That's why this case is so much different than there was another one that we covered, I think, last year, where it was a teenager had gotten a hold of a gun and did some things. And then the question was, and the parents were charged. And the question here was, you know, why aren't the parents looking after it? It was because, look, a teenager, it's not like the teenager can go in and legally buy a gun. But as a teenager, you have access to a lot of other ways, theoretically, that you could acquire a gun illegally to do this. But as a 6-year-old, I mean, look, there's only hate to say this, but look, you go rummaging through mom's nightstand, I'm guessing there's a lot of things you don't want to be taken to school, among them being a gun.
Yeah.
And he did. And
so you reference the Michigan high school shooting and then an elementary school shooting. Elementary school, Todd.
Yeah, but the question is, Cal and Todd, yeah. Okay, did the kid go find the gun, or did, maybe the kid found it and climbed up to get it somewhere that was kind of hidden or put away, but somehow he saw his mommy or dad or someone grab it, right?
I think the attorney said it was in the closet, right, Todd? Isn't that right?
Well, then maybe it's not such a...
I guess, but, I think the argument's going to be this. If the storage of the weapon was in such a manner that it did not prevent a six-year-old from finding it, taking it to school and shooting somebody. I mean, it was loaded. I doubt the six-year-old. Maybe the six-year-old knew how to rack a load and to take it. But if it was stored in such a way that a six-year-old wasn't prevented from finding it and taking it to the school, then it was stored incorrectly.
That's
improperly.
A problem. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And it's just. And I feel for the mom. You look at the ages. He's a six-year-old boy. The mom was 25. She's, became a mother at 19. And I note here that only the mom was indicted and arrested. There was no reference to a dad having been indicted or arrested. And so I don't want to speculate, but possibility that it's a single mom. And look.
She needs protection.
It's just tough all the way around.
She has the right to keep and bear. We all understand that. But she also has an obligation in so doing, I guess, under the theory that she's got to keep it away from a six-year-old. Hello, right?
Yeah, six-year-old. Not only a six-year-old, but the six-year-old comes in and knows how to use it and pops the teacher. I mean, the teacher was shocked that he pulls a gun out. Like, what?
And if the complaints are true from the teacher's lawsuit, because she got a $40 million lawsuit against the school going. We covered that last week. But if the complaints are true that this was a six-year-old that had a history of a demonstration of violence and emotional problems, well, I think it's highly unlikely that the kid is reserving those emotional problems for school hours to come out, that those might be apparent during all hours, and all the more reason why you don't want to have a firearm stored in a location that's accessible.
And I think the parents, when this first happened, were very clear that
parents.
That was the case. Yeah, our parents were very clear that this child had a history of emotional problems and had a lot of needs that perhaps weren't getting met.
My
wife always says, you never know what's going on in someone else's, house, right?
Tough.
But I'm looking at Deja Nicole Taylor. I'm just going to look her up and see. I think I saw a picture of her. Yeah.
This
is the mom you're talking about.
The mom.
It's tough all the way around. And honestly, I feel for the six-year-old. What kind of life somebody leads in the first 6 years of their life that leads them to have those kind of problems and seek that kind of a solution?
And what's next for him, right, Todd? I mean, where does it go from there? I mean, this is a six-year-old who's already shot someone. What's next for him?
Yeah.
Tough
interesting.
Spot.
Interesting situation. Anyway, we're going to move on. Todd, you've got Sandy. We brought this up. San Diego State, this is not the first time we've had cases that we've talked about. Usually it's kids dying in hazing or frat parties or doing things that I think, did this happen back in the 70s and the 60s and the early 80s when I was growing up? Probably, but maybe it was just under the rug, I guess, swept under the rug. I don't know, but what happened in San Diego State?
So back in April of 2021, an individual named Benjamin Brennan was pledging to become part of a fraternity at San Diego State. It was Kappa Sigma. And as part of the pledge process, there's a hazing process that goes on. And, well, the allegation in the recently filed lawsuit was that as part of the hazing process, he was forced, he claims forced, to drink 750 milliliters of Captain Morgan rum in a 30-minute period. By the way, for those of you doing the conversion at home, 750 milliliters is the equivalent of 17 shots. That's 24, 25 ounces, 17 shots of Captain Morgan rum.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot. It was, his blood alcohol level was ultimately tested to be a 0.48.
What?
How was he breathing?
That's the case.
He did that. He was also claims that he was forced to drink very strong tobacco and marijuana. He was left on his own when the frat brothers found him non-responsive, passed out. They put him in a car, took him to the hospital, and then just left him, his allegations, left him on the side of the road. They didn't even admit him. They just left him there, hoping hospital staff would come out. Hospital staff eventually did. They see this person lying there. They brought him in. The doctors gave him a 1% chance of living. He survived. But he's got significant cognitive problems, as alleged in the complaint. He can't go to school. He has trouble learning and remembering things. And he has now sued the fraternity, the defunct fraternity. They were suspended and kicked off campus. But he is suing them. And look, when I saw this, my first thought was, okay, I get this, but, I mean, unless it was forced drinking, you chose to engage in this behavior, right?
And so he's an adult.
And he's an adult, and you chose to do this, but that does not necessarily absolve the fraternity of liability. That a while ago, there was a radio station that had a water drinking contest, and the person died, and a jury verdict was secured, even though the person consented and participated in it. Probably a few differences there. I don't think anybody really thinks that you could. It would be foreign to me to think that, boy, you could die from drinking too much water, but it can create a condition. Certainly, overconsumption of alcohol, I don't think anybody would think, oh, I could safely drink 17 shots of Captain Morgan and be okay.
Have a BA of 4+. Yeah.
Yeah. So that lawsuit has been filed. And we'll see where that goes. There's a lot of issues that are going to have to be raised, and who ultimately has to write a check will probably be the result of either a settlement or a trial, but we'll follow it as it goes forward.
That's interesting that this is not a first or the last, right, that's going to happen. So, anyway, Cal, you really want us just to leave already again?
Well, yeah, you've got a little time.
Well, we've got to have our little friends that talk about their businesses.
We want to make sure our sponsors get proper play.
All right, we're going to talk about very interesting court case going on in New Jersey. We'll be back.
So we've got quick takes coming up and some final cases, and it's all straight ahead on Radio Law Talk and on RadioLawTalk.com. Wherever you're listening, we thank you. Whether it's on the site, on a radio station, thanks for turning on the show. We'll be back.
Legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is the best show ever.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So in New Jersey, a kid by the name of Zachary Latham, and then had a neighborhood. They had a neighborhood feud with the families next door, or just around the corner. It's the Durham family. It was almost like a Hatfield McCoys type thing. Apparently, how it generally, I understand, it started was Zachary Latham would drive his car down the road that they both had homes down the road, and he'd drive too fast. So the Durham wife would say, hey, would you please slow down? And again, I don't know all the details of it or how she acted, but she asked him to slow down. So that started the little feud, and then he would call her a Karen, and then apparently videoed her getting upset at him and put it all over YouTube, and tried to kind of get, famous on YouTube with her getting upset at him for speeding. So this is going back and forth between the families. And then Zachary Latham, who is 20 years old, I believe he was at the time, I know he was an adult, but I believe he was close to 20 years old, either 19 or 20 at the time. And by the way, if you saw pictures of him, and I watched the video, it's actually the whole thing's caught on video. Zachary is a skinny kid. He's not much to deal with. I mean, he's not a scary bruiser. So apparently he's driving down the road again, and the neighbor, the Durham's 17-year-old son's riding his bike and claims that this Zachary Latham swerved his car into him, which caused him on his bike to go off the side of the road and into, you know, I don't know, off into a ditch or not. I don't know where it is, but he fell off onto the side of the road. So this is all brewing, right? Unfortunately, William Durham Sr., the dad, is 51, and he's a corrections officer. He's a tough guy. And next thing you know, I don't know if it was the next day or soon after, the dad and the 17-year-old son come over to confront Zachary Latham, who, by the way, had a few of his friends there, and one of the friends videoed this. Now, I watched it. Zachary Latham, the alleged perpetrator, was in his garage at the time, and these people came and walked up his driveway and really technically trespassed, came into his garage. Now, what ultimately happens is Zachary Latham pulls a knife out to protect himself, but I watched this, and to me, Zachary Latham had no time. I mean, they were on him quick because they came up fast, and he was there in the garage, and bam, they went after him and started jumping him. It was the dad and the son, the 17-year-old, which, by the way, were pretty buff guys. And so Zachary starts knifing the dad, and he knifes him, I believe, in the back and underneath the arm and punctures his lung. And so the fight continues. And these two friends that were there, Zachary basically said, I don't know if he told the police this, but he said he was feared for his life. And what I saw, I believe that. And the jury came back. Now, here's an interesting thing. They only charged him with second-degree reckless manslaughter, which is a lower charge. In other words, you shouldn't have stabbed. Their whole argument was, the prosecutor, you should have ran in the house and called the cops. No, I watched that video. He didn't have time to run out. They would have followed him in the house. They were literally chasing him in his garage and came after him in the garage. It's not like it's in a public place. They came to his house. Now, they did charge those individuals with trespass, negligent trespassing, but the dad dies at the hospital. So he's dead. Yeah, from the knifing. So the jury found Zachary Latham not guilty, which what I saw as a juror, I think the jury made a right decision from what I saw and the interactions. You don't look. This is not a political thing, but you don't. If there's an issue you have, you don't go over to their house, running into their garage, you know, over an issue of, you know, that nobody's hurt.
Yeah,
but you just don't go do that, and you got to be very careful going into someone's house or into their garage and trying to take things under your own hands. Now, here's the thing, though. So as the case ends, and this is the one Todd and I are going to talk about. When the case ends and he's found not guilty, the judge says something that I've never heard in my entire life a judge saying. And I'm not here to criticize the judge, but I am shocked at what the judge said. And the judge said, I'm trying to find, as followed, after everything was over and they walked away, the judge said as following, quote, before he let Mr. Latham go, there's a quote, Mr. Latham, that's the one that was found not guilty, you were successful in your defense, this is the judge talking, but you still have to live with the events of those days and the consequences of it. Wow. Wow. There's little solace, I know, for the members of the family, but this is our judicial system, and this is how it works. No.
Yeah.
The case is over. Goodbye. You know, have a nice day.
I did a criminal trial where my client was found not guilty on all counts, and it was a contentious trial. And the judge, after the jury was dismissed, said, okay, thank you, and left the bench. Said there's some paperwork that you need to fill out. Didn't offer an opinion one way or the other, which is, I think, the appropriate way to handle that. I mean, it was hard for me to read what the judge said and come away with something like, if this had been a bench trial, I would have convicted you. But we respect what the jury did.
And
in effect says you got away with murder.
But this is a good judicial system, he said, and it's the way it's supposed to work. So you're taught. Does he get reported to the judicial disciplinary?
I would think that somebody would take a look at that. I don't know if he crossed the line. I look at what he said, the text of what he said, and it certainly makes it sound like he doesn't agree with the jury's verdict, but this is the system that we have. His comments certainly don't cause people to have more faith in the system. And
is it possible he just said what he thought other people were thinking in that room? Because obviously the family of the deceased probably had a different view of justice from that moment on.
The only thing I can say is this. I don't know what he was thinking. I know what he said. Yeah. And I know that if I was a judge, I wouldn't have said it.
Watched the video.
Yeah.
And if I was that kid in that garage, I'd be scared too.
Look, I just looked up burglary. You hear the term residential burglary and you think somebody coming in to steal something. But burglary is defined as entry into a residence with the intent to commit a crime or a felony. Well, clearly, they entered into the garage. They entered into the residence, went in there with the intent to commit a crime, to beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And how is that not felony burglary? And if somebody's faced that, whether the state chooses to charge those people with burglary or not,
I think they dropped it all.
That kid was going to be the victim of that crime. He's got the right to defend himself.
Right. And how is it not at least second-degree murder would be my question, because I'm absolutely a rookie and don't have any idea what I'm talking about. But one thing I do know...
Because second-degree misdemeanor, it's not murder. That's the thing. Okay, well, go ahead.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Right. Now I know it's time for us to review the day on our quick takes. And Fred, do you have yours ready?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
So everyone is suing the social media companies now. All I got to say is, mom, dad, or grandma, or whoever's raising this kid, just go ahead and take away the kid's phone and get him one of those phones that's only for calling for emergencies if you're worried about that.
All right, Todd, what do you think about that? What is your quick take for today?
I was asked recently by a close friend if I would ever consider remarrying. And as I thought about it, possibly even swayed one way, and then I read about Lori Vallow in preparation for today's show, and I am still no. Big no.
Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Yes, all right. That's it. There we go.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.